Thanks for listening to this podcast. During the month of March, we're joining forces with all the biggest podcasters to help spread the word about podcasting and asking you, our listeners, to tell a friend what podcasting is, how to listen, and what your favorite shows are. Share your picks on social media using the hashtag TryPod, as in try podcasting. So go ahead, share your love of podcasts with a friend and hashtag TryPod.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, welcome to Wednesday's show. And good morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, how about that? Amy tells me that, because This Is Us is now over for this season, so I will now start to watch. I'm going to wait so I can binge it all the way through. But apparently it's super sad. No spoilers, Amy. I haven't seen it yet.
No spoilers, but I know we've been talking lately about you crying in front of your girlfriend.
One time. No, two times. One time I hit it, then the second time she caught me. Yes.
Yeah, this I think will hit you so hard. There's no way you're going to be able to hide it. And it's just going to be one of those moments you're going to have to embrace and cry with her in front of her. Y'all may have to hold each other. It hit me hard.
Really?
Yeah, like it. They did. That show's so real.
Yeah, it's good. So who watches This Is Us?
I do.
Are you caught up, Eddie?
I'm all caught up except for this last one.
Nelly, Lunchbox, you caught up?
No, we've only watched like five or six episodes. We take it slow. Because we got a lot of shows we watch. Bachelor, and we have Real World Challenge. We got Are You the One? The Middle, Modern Family, Fresh Off the Boat, Superstore.
Wow.
So we have a lot that we watch. 7 Year Switch.
Oh.
Things like that.
You get to entertain by the same things, huh?
Yeah.
They're perfect, man. Like, him and his wife are just perfect together.
And she used to not like the challenge on MTV, but she has really come around and she really enjoys it. Oh, we've got Survivor. Don't forget about Survivor.
I didn't.
Do not sleep on that giant.
You got a lot of shows, huh?
I'm telling you, we are good at it.
Lindsay and I have like 4 shows. We're almost done with The Office completely. Walking Dead, This Is Us. Maybe we only have 3.
Yeah, that's normal, I think.
Yeah, and everything else we just kind of watch on our own and go, hey, are you there? Nah, okay, I'll wait.
Right.
But yeah, you guys are perfect for each other.
Yeah, that's why we got married.
My favorite clip was of Lunchbox earlier this week because Carrie Underwood sent Lunchbox a chair. And Lunchbox yelled at his wife, like, they can eat my crap or something. And she was like, yeah, hold on. She's not jealous of Carrie, was the whole clip.
Just as long as you don't be jealous.
Of who?
My girl, Carrie.
Who's Carrie?
Underwood. She signed to XOXO.
Nah, she can be here.
Yeah. You know what XOXO means. I'm just glad I was the first one to get the chair.
Yeah.
Eat that crap.
Yeah.
Eat that crap.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Whatever works, right?
Hey, we're 2 peas in a pod.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Deborah Taylor lost her husband unexpectedly in 2015, but she was able to get a small piece of him back thanks to AT&T. She had a voicemail saved from shortly before he passed away. But when she changed phone carriers, she was devastated because she lost it. AT&T went and tracked down the lost voicemail and sent it to her in an MP3 so she never lose it.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, wow that they still have all that, and wow, good for her.
You know?
Like, that is nice.
I'm with you on both of those. But yes, I see you, AT&T, but I don't see you, American government, for keeping all our stuff. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Ray. Over 10,000 flights have been canceled across the Northeast. Snowstorm ended up bringing about 5 to 7 inches of snow to most places. A lot of flights are canceled again today. In California, that mother has been arrested following the manhunt after she intentionally left her 2-year-old kid in a grocery store. The mom's in jail. The little girl is unharmed, so that's great news. And finally, it's spring break for a lot of schools out there. Stay safe and do not have too much fun.
Sometimes we like to go over to the nap tote board. See how long Lunchbox napped the day before.
Oh, man.
How long was your nap yesterday, buddy?
1 hour, 42 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Not bad. I may hit snooze a couple times.
That's pretty productive.
Yeah.
Only 1 hour and 42 minute nap. Wow, what do you credit that to?
I had things to get done yesterday, and I set the alarm, but, I mean, once it went off, I hit snooze. But I'm proud of myself. I got up before 2 hours.
Oh, that's the feel-good mark?
Yeah.
Like wow.
That's a heck of a nap, buddy. Wow. Congratulations. Did anyone watch the Rachel Maddow thing last night on Donald Trump's taxes?
Did not.
No.
I've never even put it on the channel. I mean, I don't watch MSNBC. It's way left-wing. Like, I can't. It's just agenda-based, right?
Yeah.
And then I have trouble with... I have tried all the channels. Even this weather coverage, you have to understand news is just to get ratings. All
yes.
news.
Yes.
All news is just to get ratings so they can sell commercials at a higher rate. But I did watch, and nothing really came of it. I'm such an idiot.
So it was a waste of time?
Yeah, it's a waste of time. I did stay up, though, and watch it. And then it felt like the NCAA brackets where they talked for like 20 minutes before they even say anything. And then it was like, oh, come on. But no one else, huh? No one else was suckered into it like
me?
No.
Oh. Well, whatever. You guys are way smarter than I am. Got your good news for Wednesday. Now, I love it that you're here, and we love sharing positive things with you. Called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, coming over to you, Amy. Give me some good news.
Well, this is super awesome. A family that has 2 Dalmatians, and they've had them for a couple of years, and they had no idea that these Dalmatian dogs were going to be able to help their son who has autism. But she was reading and then talked to a different psychologist that said, hey, sit your dogs down with your kid, and I think that it'll really help him out if he's trying to do work or just stay calm. Sure enough, she paired up the dogs with her son while he was like trying to read and do various things. And he was able
to calm him down, huh?
Totally worked. She couldn't believe it. So if anybody else is having this, I don't know. Maybe go grab your family pet, see if they can help out.
A lunchbox.
Man, there's this guy named Jimmy. He was going to the Pittsburgh Penguins game, and he had an extra ticket. So he posts on Facebook, hey, anybody want to go? No taker. So he's like, I'm going to go to the game by myself. Walking up to the stadium, this guy, Rob, comes up. Homeless man goes, hey, do you have any money you can give me? He goes, look, don't have any money, but I got an extra ticket to the game if you want to go. So he took a homeless man to the game.
Yeah, bought him like food.
That's cool.
It was a really cool story. How about this one? So a pastor gets on a flight. He's a retired Air Force colonel. And so he's on, and he has basically a seizure on the flight. He's never had one before. And he gets really sick, has the seizure, passes out. The crazy thing was, about 20 people on the flight were coming from a medical conference.
No.
About the exact same thing that he had.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, we got this. Fix him right up. Boom. Like,
we got some fresh info.
No, yeah, they put him down. He had a low pulse rate. They stabilized his blood pressure. It took between 8 and 10 minutes. They stabilized him. They followed up with a doctor on the ground. All these doctors took him right off the plane, fixed him right up.
Wow.
I mean, how lucky is that to be on a flight with a bunch of doctors whenever you get sick?
Love it.
There you go. There's your good news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There was a funny video online yesterday. Remember James Blunt? You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
I love this song.
It's a jam.
It really was good when it came out.
It's true.
One hit wonder?
Yes, yeah. And that's where we're going with this.
Oh.
So all these people were sitting in a circle, and he has a new album coming out. And he also doesn't take himself seriously to the point of, I'm James Blunt, the awesome guy with all the hits. He's like, yeah, I'm James Blunt.
Remember me.
Yeah. So they're all sitting in a circle, and they're like, yeah, we admit it. We're James Blunt fans. And he made the video, like people admitting they're James Blunt fans. And so I'm going to play you just the hook of a one-hit wonder, and you tell me who sang it.
I love that.
Okay, Amy, are you good? Everybody
ready?
Eddie, good?
I'm good.
I'm going to dominate.
And so one-hit wonders, it's the chorus of the song.
Okay.
All you have to tell me the artist. Ready?
Yeah.
Softball, number one.
I'm in.
All right. Amy, going to go to you. Who's that?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
She says Carly Rae Jepsen. Lunchbox, what do you say?
That is a girl that has made a career on one song, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Eddie?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
That is correct.
That's the game, Lunch.
1 point all around.
She was still making money off that song. Like, it's in Sing, the movie.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a one-hit wonder.
But I can't believe she's still around.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Song number two, name the one-hit wonder. I need the song.
Oh, the song,
no,
not
no, the artist.
Artist. Okay, the artist.
Yeah.
in.
Okay. Lunchbox.
I wrote down the wrong name.
What do you have?
Oh, no.
I wrote down Natasha Bedingfield.
Okay, Amy, who do you have?
Vanessa Carlson.
Yep. Eddie?
Ashley Simpson.
Wow, three of an answer.
I know, I missed that.
Amy with Vanessa Carlson is the winner. How about that? Okay, how about this one?
Oh, shoot, I have to admit something. If you just said it, is it Carlton or Carlson?
It's Carlton.
Oh, I said Carlson.
Oh,
so awesome of
you. You know what? The refs didn't catch it. She still gets the point. Yeah.
But she caught herself.
I know. And she, in honesty, that's
wow.
That's
okay.
But if the ref in basketball doesn't catch a foul, you don't go, hey, I fouled him, right?
I agree with that.
So,
man, I should have said Vanessa Carlton then.
Yeah, sorry. Amy with the point. Guys, that's the rule.
Yeah.
Man, what a nice ref.
Yeah. Here we go. Don't tell my heart. Who's the artist? One hit wonder. Don't think he'd understand.
And
I'm in. My achy, breaky
heart. He might blow. Lunchbox?
My boy, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Eddie?
The one and only Billy Ray Cyrus.
Amy?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right, good. Let me give you a couple more. Let me try to make it a little harder.
Uh-oh.
Like, there's no way you guys get this
oh,
one.
Oh, come on.
Are
you saying never going to get it?
I'm saying you're never going to get this one. One hit wonder. Here we go. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I... Lunchbox, you ever heard this song?
Oh, I love this.
Oh, you love it.
I got it. I'm in for the win.
I'm in for sure.
I got this 100%.
I know it more than Lunchbox.
I guarantee I got it.
Amy?
Thinking. Okay, I got it.
Lunchbox guarantees it.
Yeah. Guarantees it.
I guarantee it more.
Don't come to me first because I'm going to nail it.
Or your money back from me.
Huh. You guarantee it.
Guarantee it. I'll bet $5 of Eddie's money.
Wow.
All right. I'll bet $10. Yeah.
Lunchbox, I want to go to you first.
Okay. Deep Blue Something. I got it. Just
Eddie,
go ahead and hit the ding.
What do you have?
I mean, Deep Blue Something because that's who it is.
What up?
Look at his eyes. They're so big.
Shoot. I have Spin Doctors.
It's Deep Blue Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, written down right there.
Right here.
Don't even be scared of that. Don't even be scared of that.
Yeah, he knows
nice
that
work,
one.
Buddy.
That's how I brought it.
Didn't they grow up with you or something?
And not like how your cousin? That's a cousin.
Yeah, how do you know these guys?
I have no idea how I know that song. I just know it.
It's I'm going to give you one more.
Random facts.
For the win, okay?
Yeah.
Give me the artists. Somebody that you used to know. Lunchbox has got out of his chair and is walking around the studio. For the win.
I got a guess. I'm in for the
win.
I'm in. Okay.
I'm in.
I'm going to go over to Lunchbox, who's man full of bravado, and he deserves every bit of it. What do you have, buddy?
Man, Evanescence.
Evanescence.
Dang it. I couldn't.
Amy.
I'm trying to remember this from our pop days, but like something like a goat or I don't know.
Oh, she's so close.
Do you have it, Eddie?
No, it's wrong.
What do you have?
Avicii.
No.
It's wrong.
No, it's Gautier.
Tiebreaker
speed round.
Speed round.
Yell the artist if you know it.
You got
straight
it.
Up.
Okay.
Okay.
Sixpence, None the Richer.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Eddie is
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Alberta, Canada. There's this man that loves collecting cars, working on them, restoring them, and he has like $3 million worth of antique cars in his barn. Only problem is he didn't have insurance.
I saw this.
Didn't have insurance. There was a fire in the barn. All the cars burned.
I know.
Gone.
Right?
He said 40 years of work down the drain. Oh.
No insurance. That, I mean, how do you have that much of something and not protect it? And if you don't have enough money to protect it, then sell one of the little pieces to protect the rest of it, right? Isn't that just logic? But that wouldn't be a bonehead, I guess, if you're logical.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah, that one hurt to see a little bit. Man. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bone Show. Yeah. I know a little bit my schedule is weird, so when I say this, like, I have self-awareness, okay? But my neighbor just blasts music. Like, it's boom, 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 boom. He has, like, an outdoor patio, and he goes out and he parties. And that's it. And I get it. And I also go to bed at 8. So I know that I'm probably being unrealistic at going, hey, turn it down a date. So I don't say that. Once it's 9 and I can still hear it going boom, 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 boom through my walls, isn't that a little much, Amy? Just a little bit.
I think so, yeah.
What's the time where you have to stop blasting your music?
Oh, I don't really like ever blasting music.
He blasts it. I mean, it sounds like just a bass line because all you hear is boom.
Yeah, we're good. There's no time for that during the day. You don't need to bass your music out. You don't need to bass out your neighbors.
Lunchbox?
10 p.m.
No, that's way too late.
Crazy.
I agree with lunch.
10 p.m. That's
Eddie
exactly.
The dad?
Oh, yeah. Guys, we like to bump.
But it's outdoor, though. It's the thing. It's not like he's in his house doing it.
Yeah.
He's outside slamming it out. Like, I'm struggling with it because my bedtime is earlier than most.
Noon.
Oh, yeah. So I live in a house in a neighborhood, and my neighbor, it's not even in his house, but he goes out on the porch, just boom, boom, boom. He's slamming music. Now, I also know that I go to bed early, and it's 8 o'clock, and I'm still just hearing it come slamming through my walls, and I'm like, okay, what's the deal here? Like, is it my fault for just going to bed early in my lifestyle? It makes it a lot tougher to live, and I just have to accept that. Or should they start shutting it down about 8 o'clock? And Lunchbox says party all time.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
10 is actually your out time?
Yeah, I don't have a problem until 10 p.m. That's normal bedtime for people of our age, and so I think you can jam out.
Of our age? You do realize we're all in our 30s.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Of our age, younger than us, like 20s, I think the normal bedtime is probably 11:30.
Bedtime. Hey, you're on the air, Troy. Thanks for calling from Beaumont. Hi, Troy. You're on the air, Troy. What do you think about it?
Here in Texas, I know that if you call the police like for disturbing the peace, they won't do anything actually until like 10 o'clock p.m.
So 10 maybe is the official rule in Texas?
Yes, sir.
I guess I could just go have a normal human conversation, but I'm not good at that. Like, that's not my strength.
Leave a note.
Yeah, from another neighbor.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Michelle in Illinois, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. What do you think about this?
I personally believe I have to wake up around 5 in the morning, so I believe it should be around 9 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah.
But that's because I have to be up early in the morning, and I have school and work.
Us waking up early is not their problem, though. You know what I mean? I tend to agree with Amy, though, and go noon, so
yeah.
We'll see. Lunchbox, I saw a story, though, that made me think of you. Is it worthless to shower with soap?
Oh, it has to be.
Why?
Because when you wash your hands, the hot water is what kills things. It's not the soap. The soap just makes you feel better.
And the soap's a feel good.
Yeah, and it's, so you just get in there and rinse off with water, and you're good. I'm telling you, soap is the most overrated thing we use.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, the most.
So, 98% of doctors talk about how important soap is, right?
Yeah.
But there is one dermatologist in Toronto who says you never need to shower with soap.
Boom!
It's one dermatologist. Okay?
One dude.
Yeah. It says it damages your skin. It doesn't even do a great job of getting the bacteria off. And most of the time, as Lunchbox says, just rinsing with water will get you clean.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you, hot water, though, doesn't clean my armpits. Like, it doesn't make it not...
The smell still stays there.
Yeah.
Like soap.
Your thoughts?
Then you're not scrubbing hard enough.
Nope.
All you got to do is take your hand, put some water, boom. So fresh, so clean, soap. See you later.
Does your wife use soap?
Yeah, she uses one of those things that you use.
Loofahs?
That's it.
Oh, that's what I'm known as, the loofah guy?
Yeah. Because you say you use a loofah, which is
frowned
upon.
Do you use one of those?
I think I threw my last one out. Yeah. I don't not use one anymore. I just can't. I don't think I have one anymore. I took a Snapchat in my shower to show people my shower the other day.
Oh.
And it's like a Cribs. That's called showers.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I had one in there. I have a bunch of products from Dollar Shave Club because I do hair stuff. And I kind of just take soap and use my hand and put it in my armpits now.
Just the soap?
So, I mean, there's hot water, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't think I use it like a
Oh, you mean the bar?
I don't use a wash rag or anything. And then, is that an Arkansas thing, a wash rag?
Yeah, we say washcloth.
Okay, so I don't use a wash. You know why? Because we never bought washcloths. We just took old towels and cut
Warm
them up.
Yeah.
And that's why they were called white. Ooh.
Damn, that's deep.
A little breakthrough there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we used to use wash rags, as we called them, and we'd put soap on them and scrub our armpits and butts and stuff. But now I don't share a shower or soap with anyone.
Really?
Like my girlfriend, if she's in the house, she has her own soap.
Oh, she does?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's
She has a girl soap.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that man soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Amy, do you have girl soap versus your husband's?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weird. You guys are weird.
No, we just want to smell different, I think.
One manly,
I like
one
to
girly.
Smell like I look. Bad boy.
Yeah.
Or I get Dollar Shave Club and they hook it up. So, yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
What kind of mood are you usually in when you get out of bed in the morning? That was a story I read this morning. So, around the room, when you wake up, Amy.
Yeah. Is a mood.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's me when I wake up. I'm like,
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not chipper at all.
Lunchbox?
First thing my mood is, man, what time can I take a nap?
Oh, so you wake up.
First thing I think about, what time can I take a nap? So I'm in that kind of mood. I don't know what mood you want to say that is, but it's a look forward to my nap mood.
Eddie?
Pretty grumpy.
Well, I guess maybe our...
I think it's our hours.
Early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me change it to like a Saturday, like I'm waking up at a normal time.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's great. Let's do this.
So I never wake up in a good mood.
Yeah, you're grumpy all the time?
I just I'm out of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because if I get a lot of sleep, I'm like, oh, what is this feeling?
How long does it take you to kind of warm up and be yourself?
If I get up at 3 in the morning, I'm not even myself till like 8:30.
Wow. Wow, so it's a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As the show's getting closer to ending,
yeah,
I'm starting to really get into my zone, baby.
Yeah, like right now I'm starting to feel awake.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes ago, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. These sold out seats from the iHeart Country Festival for $25, you're going to be able to get in the show that they're doing seats behind the stage at our iHeart Country Festival. Projectors, you can watch the show, a dedicated sound system to hear all the performers. You're in the arena, and you'll also get to see what's happening backstage, too. The seats are sold out, and they sold out last year, too, even behind the stage. But they're going up. TexasBoxOffice.com, if you want to come to our iHeart Country Festival. It's going to be insane, and it's sold out. But the behind the stage seats are up. Huge projector. You're in the arena. You get to watch backstage. All that. And so $25. TexasBoxOffice.com if you want it. The IR Country Festival is going to be awesome, and so that'll be cool. I want to smell better when you sweat, yes or no?
Yes.
Sure.
Don't eat meat.
So. What? Wow. I just started.
Yeah, people's odors were evaluated as more attractive, more pleasant, and less intense with a non-meat diet.
Huh.
You know what we should talk about in a second? Lunchbox picked up some woman this morning.
Oh, please, let's talk about it.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
He picked her up.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Physically, yeah. Or in a car, or
well,
hands.
Well, also, I was talking about earlier in the show how my neighbors, they just blast music from outside. And it's like, oh, I can't sleep. I go to bed so early. You're on the air, Cameron in Florida.
Hi, it's Carmen, but that's okay.
Hey, Carmen, go ahead.
I'm so excited to be able to talk to you guys.
Well, thank you for calling. My neighbors, they blast music, but I also understand I have an early bedtime. Like, what do you think the rule should be?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say this. I'm older, and I think 9, but my dad lives in Gibson County, Tennessee, and he was mowing his yard because he loves to mow his yard at night when it's dark because he thinks it's cool. He has lights on his lawnmower. And so the cops were called on him, and they came and told him he had to get off his lawnmower, and he couldn't do it until after 9 o'clock, or he'd be fined.
I mean, 9 o'clock seems like a reasonable hour.
Wow.
And also, the morning stuff, like on a Saturday, if somebody's out mowing at 7 o'clock in the morning, you also get frustrated.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But there are no laws against that,
yeah.
And I don't think there should be.
Wait, you want a lateness, but you don't want an earliness law?
Yeah.
You gotta be consistent.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, 9 on each side. Oh, we'll bookend this thing. And then I go to bed at 8, so we'll go 9 on each side. Tomorrow's show is going to be crazy because there will be a one-hour full concert from Thomas Rhett, full band in studio. It's our four-year birthday. Our birthday show with Thomas Rhett at 8, 7 Central. Full band's gonna be here. We've only done this like 3 artists ever. We do it like once a year. So live concert on the radio tomorrow with Thomas Rhett. All right, what happened this morning, Lunchbox?
I walk out of my house and there's a couple doors down. There's a lady standing on the sidewalk yelling, "Brittany! Brittany!" And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I get in my car and as I'm driving down the street, she flags me down. And so I roll down the window, and she's crying, and she's like, can you give me a ride? My friend is chasing me. She's crazy, and I just need a ride. I need to get out of here. And I'm like, well, why don't I just call the police? She goes, no, I just need a ride.
It's also freezing cold.
It's freezing
Does
cold.
Does that factor into it to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. And I let her in my car, and she's digging in her purse, and I'm like, she's about to rob me. And I'm like, why don't you just take your hands out of your purse?
Oh, you said that to her.
Yes, because I'm like, I'm a little on edge. You know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And so she tells me where she lives, and I drive over there. And then she's like, no, this isn't it. And we're driving up and down the block for like 10 minutes, and she can't find where she lives. And I said, ma'am, I got to go to work. You got to get out of my car. And so I called her a Lyft. And then I sat there, and she was in the Lyft for 20 minutes because I watched it on my phone. And they stayed on the same block, and I texted the Lyft driver, and I was like, look, if she's giving you any trouble, just kick her out of the Lyft. I don't know her. And he goes, we just found her house, blah, blah, blah. She wasn't familiar with the area. She was staying, doing the Airbnb thing.
Had she had a bunch of drinks?
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Yes, but I thought I was going to get killed.
Well, good on you, but I don't know that a lot of people make that because you're putting yourself way vulnerable. To someone to go and got you.
Or I thought maybe she had a friend that was going to come from the other side of the car, you know, like when she's talking to me in this window and someone comes up on the... But she flagged me down. I felt like I couldn't just drive past her.
That's good on you, though.
Hey, gold star.
We will do gold stars later.
Oh.
But that is good. Do I have the gold star sound? Oh, here, Lunchbox. Gold star for you, my friend. Man, what a crazy story. I signed all my tax paperwork yesterday. Like, I'm done. You guys done?
Wow, not even close.
No.
We have a month or so. I tend to get things done early.
Yeah.
Just so I don't have to deal with it. But I finished all yesterday. There's lots of pages. And the thing is, I owe money. And I was like, oh, I wish I was getting a refund. We do these segments. We're like, oh, what are we going to do with that refund? And the only reason I owe money is because I go and I do shows, like stand-up shows or what performing shows. And you don't get your taxes taken out of that stuff. So then you have to pay it back later.
It's a different world when you do that.
It's like you're an independent contractor. Yeah. Like I have friends that are musicians. They don't get their taxes taken out. Now for this job here, our taxes are taken out. Like most, every normal job I've ever had, they take the taxes out. And then you end up getting a refund. It's like, yes. I'm not getting a refund. It stinks.
It's hard. You have to be responsible and save some money and remember that you have to pay that back.
Oh, well, I don't remember, but they remind you.
Really, yeah, they do.
Really hard. But you guys haven't done, so there's no...
Not yet.
No update on that.
Lunch always gets back some astronomical amount of money. Like in the past like 4 years, do you remember how much money you got back?
Oh, if I added it all up, probably $38,600, something like around there.
Over the last 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, he averages about a 10 grand a year refund.
Yeah, wow. That's what I aim for.
Unbelievable.
One day he's going to jail.
Yeah. It's called good math.
He averages about 10 grand a year refund. Yeah. Earlier on the show, Lunchbox was talking about picking up this woman. She was outside his house. It's still dark when we come into work, and she's screaming, Brittany! Brittany! And so he felt bad. You picked her up. You put her in the car, but then you got scared because you thought she was going to rob you.
Yeah, I got a little nervous, and I drove around where she said she was supposed to be going for like 10 minutes. Couldn't find the place, so I gave her the little boot. But I still called her a Lyft.
You did that. You're trying to act like it wasn't a big deal. That's a pretty selfless thing to do. I think that's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah, probably pretty dumb, too.
Depending on who you talk to, because Jack's on the phone right now. Jack is from Kentucky. Hey, Jack. This happened to you, bud?
It did, years ago. What? I was about 30 years old. I was living in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
And what happened?
Had a couple of guys, young guys, walk up to my parked car, and it was a cold December night just before Christmas. And the guy said, hey, we're foreign students, and they were speaking with an accent. They said, can you give us a lift to our place of student housing on Western's campus, Western Michigan's campus? So I said, sure. You know, they got in the car. They said, gave me directions, and I knew where it was, so I headed that way. And we got there, and they said, oh, this is not the right place. And so I headed, they sent me somewhere else, and now I'm getting suspicious. They went into a store. They said, could you just stop here a minute? They come out with a bottle, you know, wrapped, you know, with a paper bag wrapped around it. And so I tell them at that time, hey, I got to get home. Family's waiting for me. And the next thing I know, I got stabbed in the back.
Oh.
To get out of my car. They put a knife to my throat. I got stabbed in the back, took off with my car as I got out. I went to the hospital, got stitches, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
But, police caught him, and the guy that stabbed me actually committed suicide a year later, the night before the trial. And the guy that drove the car away got 3.5 to 5 years. Turned out he was a serial killer.
What?
Who killed four other people. And I was mentioned in the Kalamazoo Gazette as being the only person who ever survived one of his contacts. So it was pretty crazy. So I'm with you, Lunchbox. You always got to think about it, man.
Oh, my goodness. Jack, man. Thanks. Wait, after hearing that story, would you pick her up again?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay.
If it was a man, probably not.
Okay, so that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, but I did tell her to take her hands out of her purse because she kept digging. I was like, I don't know what you're digging for.
That's crazy.
Man.
Jack, appreciate that call. Man, you're just so vulnerable when you do that. It's like you want to help people. You do want to help people. But then you... Like, would you ever pick up a hitchhiker?
Probably not a hitchhiker. But, like...
I have before.
Really?
Yeah, I probably won't do that again now that I have kids and a family.
How old were you when you did that?
I was, like, right out of high school. Yeah. Pretty dumb.
Amy, ever picked up a hitchhiker?
Well, I've taken someone that came to my door to the grocery store. My husband got mad about that, for sure.
Yeah.
She knocked on the door. She needed food. And I said, well, hop in the car. I'll take you to the grocery store. And I let her pick out whatever she wanted.
For me, I need to see the situation. Like, I've seen people with car trouble, and I've taken them. But I just won't pick up someone with no situation that I can see.
Yeah.
Like, I've come across someone, and there's smoke, or their hood's up, and it's like, hey, I need help.
Yeah. I'm what like, if they're hey. Yelling, Britney?
No. I don't know,
wow.
Man. Jack, thanks for the call. I tweeted a story last night about Alexa Siri. That's her name. Like, that's her real name?
No.
Really?
Yeah. And she's like, my life's a nightmare.
Wow.
As far as, like, her name? Alexa Siri. And her last name is pronounced S-I-R-I.
Yeah.
It's spelled like Sears.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And it's spelled Siri.
Wow.
And so, obviously, if you talk to... And I don't want to say it out loud because people will start going off.
Yeah.
But she's like... First of all, the jokes are endless. But secondly, all the time people are calling at her.
That's crazy.
Especially...
What are the odds of that?
I know, right? Alexa Siri. There was this one YouTube clip I saw where someone was making them talk to each other. Did you guys... It's kind of old now.
Oh, yeah. So funny.
Where
it's nonstop.
Yeah, hit them going back and forth talking to each other. Yeah. Here's something. Mike D and I were... together last night, and we saw a Bentley. And let me tell you, to see a Bentley, that's like seeing the Easter Bunny, right?
Yeah.
That's an expensive car. That's like a dream car. Like, when I bought my last house, I always wanted a Bentley. So as a gift, like a housewarming gift, one of my friends bought me a Bentley, but it was one of those remote control ones that cost like $40.
Yeah.
And she was like, I always knew you wanted a Bentley. Like, because that's like the dream. That's like, you got... Oh. So we saw one, and we're just mesmerized by it, right? And we're like, well, I can't believe they wouldn't get the windows tinted. Like, if you're going to spend all that money on a Bentley, like, Bentley it up.
Yeah.
And so Mike snuck over to it because we're going to look inside of it. It wasn't a Bentley. What was it?
Hyundai Genesis.
It was a Hyundai Genesis.
Dude.
They
do look similar. It's crazy.
First of all, we know nothing about cars. Secondly, like, we were trying to, like, creep on it and, like, get pictures from inside of it. And it was the emblem looks the same.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Hyundai for making a car that looks like a Bentley. Because we were, and so I posted on Instagram last night, what's a really dumb thing you've done? And people were posting, you can call and jump in on this segment too if you want. Like, you think you're like, oh, I'm so dumb. Why did I do that? 877-77-BOBBY. So after Mike D and I were dreaming of this Bentley, and just like, we were like, man, if we had that, we would just drive. We wouldn't have to go anywhere. We'd just go drive around.
All day.
Twargo 92 said, I stood in the front of the doors at Target waiting for them to open, except they weren't automatic.
I mean, yeah.
That's funny.
Nice.
That's like a dumb thing. Right. Thank you. Here's one from Spencer Johnson 118. I got stuck in our elevator at school today for 15 minutes before I realized I never pushed the down button.
Mm.
This guy didn't wait without pushing a button. See, that's like Mike D and I. We're idiots too. The Amanda VL wrote, I wore two different shoes to work the other day and didn't notice until my way home.
Oh.
Nice.
That was funny. Let me do one more. And if you guys have one, you can share. Or if you want to call and share, 877-77-BOBBY. Here's one from Jen Jennerberg. I drove away from the gas pump still attached. I went inside to get a coffee, went straight back to my car, hopped in to drive off. I made a loud noise. Never even looked back. Ended up with a gas pump about 10 miles down the road.
Oh, no.
Just hanging.
Oh.
Gas pump hanging. Mr. Bobby Bones. All right, so yesterday, Mike D and I, Mike D's a phone screener, we're hanging out. We see a Bentley. We freak out. We're like, dude, that's a Bentley. That's like a, you know, shooting string at it. We watch the guy get out of the car. Mike D walks over to it. He's like creeping on it. He's looking in the window. We're going to take pictures. We shouldn't be doing that. Like, we shouldn't take pictures. But it's a Bentley. And the windows weren't tinted. We were so confused as to why the windows weren't tinted. And so it turns out it was a, what was it, Mike? A Hyundai what?
Genesis.
A Hyundai Genesis. We spent 20 minutes staring at a Hyundai Genesis. Which, by the way, shout out to Hyundai Genesis because they make a car that looks like a Bentley. But we felt so dumb. And I put it on Instagram and I was like, hey, what have you done? That's just dumb. And Twargo said, I stood in front of doors at Target waiting for them to open. Just waited. And they weren't automatic. So it's things like that where you're like, oh, I'm so dumb. Nathan in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You're on the air.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm really good. Thanks for calling. Now, are you like us and just a little dense?
Yeah, man. I had an incident the other day. The company I work for, we have three identical one tons. I had drove two of them. It was my first time driving the third one. I didn't think anything of it. The two were diesel, so I got to the gas station. I put diesel in it. I got about a mile down the road. It started spitting and sputtering, and I knew I messed up.
Oh, it takes regular gas, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. It didn't completely ruin the truck, but it spits and sputters now, so.
Did you tell them, or are you just acting like something's wrong with the truck?
I told him.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing the story. Ooh, how about this one? Scott in Albany, Georgia. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Really good. Have you been a little dumb lately?
Well, it was a little while ago, but to this day, I really don't know what poison ivy looks like. But I was visiting my cousins in Hawaii, and we went on a little trail hike, and I'd used the bathroom, and I ended up wiping myself with poison ivy.
Wait a minute, and did it get you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, no.
Wow. That's terrible.
That's terrible. Thank you for the call. That's terrible. Yeah. Raise your hand if you have a story, if you've been dumb lately. Amy, you?
Yeah, I tried to, I was trying to get into my dad's place, and he just moved to a new place I had never been before, and I had the garage door opener, but no key to his house, and to me, it looked like his garage was detached. So I opened the garage, and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to go to the front door and try to get in, but I don't have a key. My dad has like 50 different keys in his car. I tried every single key trying to get in that front door. No luck. Then I call my sister, and she's like, there's a door to the kitchen in the garage, but you have to go around the corner, and I didn't see it.
So there was a door, you just didn't know it.
Oh, so I was locked out for like 30 minutes thinking there's no way I'm going to get in, but the garage is attached to the house.
Lunchbox?
For our iHeart Awards, I had bought a couple outfits, and the one I didn't use, I was taking it back. So I went back to the store, tried to return it, gave the lady the receipt, and she goes, sir, you can't return this. And I was like, I don't understand. I have the receipt. You said I have 90 days or whatever. I was at the wrong store.
Oh, no. Got him.
Wrong store. Yep. Oops.
Sir, you can't. Why?
You said.
You're ridiculous. I'm going to contact your supervisor. Our iHeartRadio All Access song of the week is Getting Over You from Jackie Lee. You guys, if you have iHeartRadio, I hope you check out All Access. If you hear a song on the radio, you can just hit the button, and boom, it's right there and it saves to your phone. Even if you're offline, you can still listen to it. You can make your own playlist and stream music. And our iHeartRadio All Access song of the week. This one right here. I love it. Maybe we'll get Jackie in this week. Jackie Lee, Getting Over You. See if you like the song. Our All Access song of the week. Here we go.
Bet you had a couple long nights. Sleeping alone, I bet even on a short drive, if our song came on.
All right. Announcement right now for our iHeart Country Festival, which is going to be humongous, by the way. Some of the artists playing our iHeart Country Festival are
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean.
Little Big Town.
Okay, I'm not going to do that. You just do it.
Okay, Dierks Bentley.
Yeah.
Brantley Gilbert.
Yeah.
Rascal Flatts.
Woo.
Jake Owen. Darius Rucker.
And more. Okay.
Can I do them all?
It's a lot. It's a lot. Our point is, it's a huge, yeah. It's the biggest night of country music, right? Big concert. Right now, since the show is sold out, they've put up seats behind the stage at our iHeart Country Festival. For $25, you get into the show, you're in the arena, a huge screen, you get to see what's happening backstage, this dedicated sound, and all this is there for $25. Go to texasboxoffice.com, drive your happy butts to Austin, fly your happy butts to Austin. This is the biggest festival show in the whole world of country music. So there you go.
Can I do three more?
Yeah.
Lady Antebellum! Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots! That's us! Kelsey Ballerini!
There you go.
Woo!
$25. If you want to get down and go to that show, it's because it's sold out. It's nuts. And these are going to sell out too. TexasBoxOffice.com. So there you go.
Big announcement.
I talked about the dumb thing that I did a minute ago. I'm getting a lot of them. I have one girl that just messaged me on Twitter. Says she was licking the old cake mixer and she stuck her tongue to it.
No.
The actual mixer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She stuck her tongue to it, and she pushed the button at the same time.
Oh, no.
And it went off and cut her tongue.
It got stuck in there?
It cut her.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that?
That hurts.
Yeah, that one does hurt.
Dude, that's terrible.
That makes me want to go, Here's one of those stories about how often you should wash your jeans. Every week.
Okay. That's 7 wears.
Wait,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's 7 wears. That's not bad.
You wear the same pair every day?
I have 2 that I switch back and forth from.
How often should you wash your jeans? Washing jeans every week. And the fabric doesn't break down so fast. It's also okay to, go that amount of time.
Yeah.
I wash mine every day, guys. I'm
really?
Just a weirdo. I guess I'm just a germaphobe.
How do you do that? What?
And
they
I have
get dirty
I have 3 pair of real jeans that I trade out with.
And they're holy, aren't they? Don't you have some holy
it's
ones?
It's so hard. Holy, holy.
No, they have holes in them.
It's just so hard to find a good pair of jeans that fit. Fit perfect.
Second.
What?
A good pair of jeans. You what song is that?
A little tight fitting.
Yeah, tight fitting is a pair of fit jeans just right.
I'm not even doing a song. I'm
being
serious.
Are. You're doing 3 songs.
No, stop it, Eddie. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, we're giving gold stars. Dwayne Tuscaloosa. Dwayne, give me a gold star. Who's it for?
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm really good. I'm glad you called in this morning.
Great. I appreciate you letting me on. My daughter, Sarah Richardson, she goes to Brookwood High School here in Tuscaloosa County. She got home from school Monday afternoon, and she had her letter of acceptance, certificate of acceptance, to the Auburn University Montgomery.
Wow. So she got in. Okay, a gold star. Tell her we said congratulations. It's awesome.
Oh, I will. I'll have her live stream this evening when she gets in.
All right.
So she can hear everything.
That's great. Hey, Dwayne, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's go over to Teresa. Teresa in Tennessee. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, you have a gold star. You can give it to anybody you want. What do you got?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, you're giving it to
really?
Us.
Yeah. Can we accept that?
We accept this in your honor. Go ahead, Teresa. Why would you like to assign it to us?
Because of all the positivity and the good things that you guys do for the communities around that need help, the disaster areas, and mainly, like I said, the positivity and temp and joy.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And if you're new to the show, what Pimp and Joy is a long time ago. I mean, man, it seems like forever, but 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, 3.
3 years ago. Amy's mom was looking for a Twitter hashtag.
Handle.
Yeah. And so we tried to find one, and it was going to be Judy chooses joy.
That was taken.
Judy must have joy.
Taken.
Judy wants joy.
Joyful Judy, taken.
All taken. So being funny, it ended
jokingly.
Up being Judy be pimpin' joy. And
that was available.
That one was there.
I know, it's hard to believe.
And that was when Amy's mom was fighting cancer, and she lost her battle to cancer, but she said before she passed that she hoped that something good would come of this. And so that's where Pimp and Joy comes from. And so now
it is the good that came from the bad, and it's awesome.
It's awesome, and it's turned into finding joy –
within yourself so you can spread it to others in any way possible. So mm-hmm. whenever you guys reference it, it makes us, I mean, it really makes us feel good too that that we can do something that you guys feel a part of, because that was the whole purpose of it. So thank you. Thank you. Let's go. Amanda, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Give a gold star to someone.
So I want to give one to my husband, Ben. We have only been married about 3 years, second marriages, 6 kids between us, 6 dogs. And last summer, my mother, who's 84, had a stroke and was in rehab for 5 months. And he was gracious enough to let her come live with us afterwards.
Wow.
Which was a big task for him. But he's been very kind. And we have 24/7 caregivers. Shout out to them as well. We've got 4 wonderful ladies that take care of her. But rather than leave her in a rehab or a nursing home, he was generous enough to let her come wow. to our house.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, gold star for him. Thank you for the call.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
I got this story. 7 things every man should know how to do. So let's get away from the sexism part of it for a second.
Oh.
Because I bet it is. However, let's just see who's the manliest of the men, okay?
Nice.
All right. There are 7 things. And be honest if you know how to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, be honest.
Of course, I'm
let's see
honest.
Who the most manly man is of us 3 here. Lunchbox, Eddie, and myself. Number 1, change a flat tire. Could you walk out and change a flat tire if somebody's car is broken down? Lunchbox.
Yes.
No problem.
No problem.
Eddie.
That's easy.
For me, it's also easy. Yes. I can do it with a jack, if I get a 4-way, I'm money, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're all there on that one. There's 7 things to be supposedly a man you can do.
Yeah.
Tie a necktie perfectly. Oh, you're out on that one.
Yeah.
Eddie.
I'm going to say I'm average on that. It's not perfect. It's always a little crooked. A little bit.
We're going with the honor system. Yes or no?
Yes.
You go, ooh.
Yes. You just said that it's crooked,
hey,
and then you're going to say yes.
I said it's average. Yes.
Mine is, yeah. I wear one in my stand-up shows every night.
Oh, so you're really good at it.
That's like the best thing I'm good at of all this. Yes.
Yeah. The necktie.
Yeah.
You don't just leave it tied? That's what I do.
I use it, wear different ties every time.
Oh, you're crazy.
Change your own oil. Can you, if you had to put your car over and change your own oil, could you do that? Lunchbox.
Yes.
Oh, I don't buy it.
Oh,
no
he's
way.
Challenging you.
No
okay,
way.
This may be a bit. Okay, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Eddie, can you?
For sure I can change oil.
I can't. I don't want to change
okay.
oil.
I mean, I kind of even want to see Eddie change a tire.
Oh, wow. Amy's challenging that. Wow.
A tire?
Okay.
I wouldn't challenge him
keep
on that
your
one.
Own score, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So far I got 2. Anybody have 3?
I have 3.
Okay.
Eddie can do everything.
How to grill.
Come on.
I mean, I can do it. Am I great at it? Nah.
But are you like... Would your wife be proud of you for how good you are at it? That's the question. For being a man, like, you're good at it.
No.
No, okay. I'm also going to go no on that one. I know how to
Bobby,
do it.
You can do it.
Amy, but I don't feel like I'm, like, really good at it.
I think you can.
But I don't... I mean, I can, but I'm going to go no. Eddie?
Okay. I'll let you answer this one for me. You've tasted my grilling.
Well, you tasted mine. And
I'm the grill
good.
Master,
okay.
dude.
I'll accept that.
So that's a yes.
Eddie's dominating. How to
Eddie's
unhook
the manliest man.
That's not true. That's why this story
is hilarious.
Bombs.
Keep going.
How to unhook a bra with one hand.
Yes. Oh. No doubt. I'm the record holder on this show. We did it.
That's true.
I can do it. No
you
problem.
You can do it?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. Dude, back in the day, I could do it. No problem. Now, can't even.
Oh, you're pulling yourself out of this
yeah.
one?
How do you lose that?
I don't know.
I thought they ride a bike, dude.
I tried it the other day. It didn't work.
Okay. I got 3 now.
Okay.
Yeah, on
Lunchbox.
How to jump start a car.
Yes.
Yes. That one. We can all do that one.
Of course.
And then how to shoot a gun.
Yes.
I can. I'm the best. I'm.
What?
By far.
The best?
The most experienced with firearms on this show. By far.
Ooh.
I have a license.
I'm not talking about pistols. I'm not talking about pee-pee shooters. I'm talking about when I was a kid, you go up in Arkansas, at 9 years old, I got a 410.
Man.
And then I got a 20 gauge. And then I got a 12 gauge. And then I got a 30-06. I mean, I grew up with guns.
We might have to go shoot some skeet sometimes, Bobby. How fun would that be?
I ended up with 4 points. Eddie?
6, dude. I'm a man.
How did you have 6? Except you only missed one?
Yeah, I just missed one.
Even though his tie is crooked, he says he ties it perfect.
So a good man does lie.
A good man lies?
Yeah, they tend to lie over exaggerate.
What did you get?
I got 4,
four.
Dude, what you need to work on that.
Get? Lunchbox, you get?
Well, I can shoot a gun, so
I'll... No, come on. You don't even like guns. You hate guns.
You're right, but I can shoot one.
No, see, now so now four. It's gotten into a wiener thing.
Four.
Yes.
Four.
Is it always though?
But I'm more manly than Bobby, so I got like 4.2.
But I know sports and Eddie doesn't.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, it's a tie. I win. It's a tie. All right. Eddie, do your kids want to see Beauty and the Beast at all?
No. I mean, gosh. I don't think... They haven't showed a lot of interest in it, and so I'm not pushing it, because I think you're right. It does look a little weird.
Again,
it's a weird thing where, like...
I'm an adult man, but it looks like the Harry Potter girls dancing with a donkey, and it's just, they're making out and stuff.
Like, I don't... This may not fall into the category of me being a helicopter parent. I just feel like I'm not going to initiate it if he's not asking.
Yeah. And it may be a girl movie, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Totally. Which isn't a factor, because he, like, kind of liked Frozen a little bit, even though he says he didn't. So, like, that's not really a factor, but it's just... You're right. It looks a little weird to me.
You can't live... Imagine if you live-actioned all the cartoons.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, for sure, like, Wile E. Coyote with all his bombs. that he'd be, like, Al-Qaeda for sure.
That's so funny. Wile E. with all the acne bombs.
For sure. Like, carrying around packages and stuff. Beauty and the Beast, a Disney cartoon. I never saw it. Did you guys see it, anybody?
The original cartoon?
Yeah. I saw the original.
It's awesome.
The original, yeah.
Okay, so it's not a girl movie then.
It's not. I love... Well, I mean, Belle is like a girl, and you know, but Gaston and the Beast, that's pretty manly stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Disney stuff.
Wow, even the old stuff?
But I told you that. I've never seen Lion King.
Dude, you got a lot of catching up to do.
Biggest three Disney movies, cartoons. Lion King is probably one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, two?
Frozen. I mean, for sure.
Oh.
Recent, though.
Yeah, but
Cinderella.
A classic.
But like Avar back in the day, top three. Amy, I'll go to you because these guys are throwing out new stuff and like the black and white Mickey Mouse movies. Amy, Lion King. And
wow,
then,
Aladdin.
Oh, I've never seen Aladdin. That's a big one. Yeah, what else?
I would say Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin. Wow, Cinderella. No, this one is my personal favorite, Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I was going to say Little Mermaid over Aladdin.
I know the song.
Which one? Look
under
at this
the
stuff.
Sea.
Oh,
sea.
The Sebastian one.
Under the sea. Do you know
what that's about? You know who's singing that?
I don't know. I've never seen
it. It's a crab. You should watch the movie. It's really good.
Here's my thing, and my girlfriend says the same thing. Let's watch all the Disney movies. If I have time to watch stuff, I'm not catching up on Disney movies.
Man. Oh, but
like,
what if...
I got Homeland. I haven't even started this season. I got to catch up on This Is Us.
Question.
Yeah.
What if your girlfriend said to you, sorry, if I had time to watch stuff, I'm not going to watch the entire season of The Office.
Then I would say, cool.
Wow.
I'm going to.
You'd say, let's break up.
No,
you'd
I wouldn't.
You'd be like, this isn't going to work.
I did say on the Bobbycast last night, because I did one for my house, that it's been an adjustment for me. If she stays over, sleeping in the same bed with someone, because I haven't for years and years. And like, it's kind of uncomfortable for me.
Hmm.
Because to share any sort of, even like, it, I'm adjusting. But when you go years and years and years and years, and all of a sudden there's another human, and it's like head is on your shoulder, it's a weird thing. I don't think she heard it yet, so she's probably going to get mad. But it's a weird adjustment. I like it, but it's been an adjustment for me physically. And so I'll probably get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't going to listen, well, now she's for sure going to listen because I just said it on the air. So there's that. What?
I'm just looking at the highest grossing animated Disney movies of all time. And 101 Dalmatians is in at number two.
Yeah, you can skip that one.
Is that a cartoon, though?
That's so good.
Yeah.
And then at number one, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That made more money than The Lion King?
Yeah, Lion King is in at number four.
But it's been around longer, so it'll make more money.
Yeah.
Hey, see, 1918.
Right.
See?
Right. Like,
The Bobby Bones Show.
We did the survey. Did you guys do it for the company? Where they asked you all your goals and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Are you guys lying?
Yes.
No, I did it.
What did you reply to in yours?
I wrote to increase the ratings of our show. I wrote to work closely with the sales staff to improve my brand and get more endorsements.
Did your wife help you do this?
No, I did it all myself. And then I did use social media to grow my brand as a personality across all platforms.
Okay, those aren't words you would say, though. Like, who helped you, really?
No, really, that's what I wrote. I just wrote it yesterday because Morgan was all over. It's like, you need to do this. And so I was like, okay. So I just logged on and I was like, what do they say in these meetings when you go like, we really want to grow the brand and on all these social media platforms? I just reworded what they always say.
Huh.
I sounded pretty smart when I did it.
You did? That's why I was like, who helped you write that?
Yeah.
Amy, you did yours?
Yeah, I did.
What was your goal? Like, cause the company said, hey, what?
Well, you had to have three.
Yeah?
You had to have three, so it was hard. So mine was upping blog content.
Yeah.
Which they're all about. And something about client relations.
Yeah,
with
it just
the
seems
sales.
Like you guys are filling in blanks. Like,
well, they gave you categories. I mean,
Ray answered his honestly. What was your goal, Ray?
Okay.
One of them I put that I want to go on more double dates with you and your girlfriend.
That is wow. Not.
And he sent that in. Okay. And why is that?
To improve company relationships.
See, but he like gave an example. I got a note from one of our bosses that was like, Do you realize Ray filled out the survey, your audio producer, and one of his goals to our big, big, big boss is that he wants to go on more double dates with you and your girlfriend. I was like, that's interesting.
Well, and I also said talk to salespeople more and just try and maybe get out in the community and do remotes like Lunchbox. So I said maybe go upstairs more instead of just always staying on our floor.
Yeah.
It's easy to do that.
But the number one thing was?
Top one was more dinner dates and definitely pursue them and be active about it.
So you want to go, you and Bay want to go out with Lindsay and I?
We could definitely roll with y'all.
There you have it. That's an honest answer. I enjoy that.
Mine was honest. I want to build my brand on all social media platforms.
You can't even remember what it was.
Something like that.
Tomorrow, a full 1 hour concert in studio from Thomas Rhett. At 8, 7 Central for an hour. Thomas Rhett's coming in to play hits, 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 full band tomorrow. If you've never heard anything like this before, you got to listen tomorrow. Full hour. It's our 4th birthday tomorrow, which is crazy. Damn, you're 4 years old in the show, man. Thomas Rhett in for an hour tomorrow. And it'll be on Facebook Live. And Amy and I will not sing during this whole segment. Do we have that bet, that deal, Amy?
The entire
we can't
segment?
It's his concert. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
There are a lot of things that we will spend our tax refunds on. Elimination style between Amy, Lunchbox, and Eddie.
Ooh.
10 things American will spend their tax refunds on. Amy, you're up first.
A trip.
A trip. Show me vacation. Yes. Lunchbox.
Pay off debt.
Number one, pay off debt. Woo! Boom, there we go. Eddie, we got the first two down.
Bills.
Bills.
Bills, bills, bills. Bills.
No?
Oh, wait.
That's pay off debt.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking.
Well, that didn't make it then.
Oh, my goodness.
You've been eliminated. I'm sorry.
That was easy.
That was easy. 10 things Americans will spend their tax refunds on. Amy.
Man, I don't think they could, like, buy a car, but maybe they go put that down payment down.
Oh, on a car.
Something.
Okay, show me a car. That's correct.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Lunchbox.
Let me see. Down payment for a his house.
A house.
Yeah, a place of living. A dwelling.
A dwelling. Oh.
That's probably on there.
Yeah.
Put money down on a house. Is it number 10? I will take that. Amy.
An engagement ring.
Oh, that was my next one.
Show me engagement ring.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox for the win.
Oh, man. This is pretty cool. Shopping spree.
Show me shopping spree. How do we feel about that, group?
I like
good.
That one.
Yeah, you think he wins right there?
Yes.
You think he wins? All right. Let's see. Show me shopping spree.
Yeah.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
So loud. Oh, my
God. So loud.
I like tax season.
All right. We have a new TV, the college fund for the kids.
Oh.
Donate to charity.
Nah.
Oh.
No to that one?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just shocked that's on there. I didn't know so many people did it.
And put money into savings.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Amy, I saw on your Instagram last night that you were FaceTiming with your kids in Haiti.
Yeah. It was so unexpected, too. My phone just started ringing, and I freaked out.
Well, how is it unexpected?
Well, I had no idea. I got some
people down there that I know, and I wasn't really thinking that they were going to FaceTime me. We hadn't coordinated anything, and I saw their number pop up on my phone, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I answered, and we got to FaceTime for like 20 minutes.
So do you know any Creole yet? Have you been studying it?
Oh, no.
I asked that because you said you were going to study it because I didn't know English. And last time we talked, you were like, I'm going to study it.
Yeah, but they've been studying English. I know. I'm a horrible person.
No, I'm not saying that. You just said on the air that you were going to study it so you could speak their language and make them feel a little more comfortable. I thought you may have been.
Yeah, I always procrastinate. Like in school, I crammed for things. So we could be talking a few nights before they come home. I'll cram some stuff. But we did fun games like touch your nose, touch your eyes, touch your mouth. I mean, they're good. Touch your toes. Like they were under. I spoke to them in English and we had conversations. It was awesome.
Did you break down afterward?
No.
You didn't?
No. I was so happy. Like, it was just, I love that it was a lot. Sometimes when I get to FaceTime with them, it's planned. But this was just so spontaneous and, I don't know, made my day. I didn't break down.
Are they known for, do they know their brother and sister now for sure?
Yeah, and my friends that are there said, and they've known these kids for a long time, probably longer than me. And they said that they even see a change that, like, you know, our daughter is so involved with our son and makes sure he's always around. And if he needs his hand held or needs food or anything, like she's like, hey, I got you. I'm your sister.
So for those that are new to the show, Amy's adopting two children and she tried to adopt domestically and that didn't work out because her husband was in the military and then moved around. And then she went on a mission trip with the church to a women's conference. And she met these two kids in Haiti at the orphanage. And then she was like, these are my kids. So she adopted them years later. I mean, we're talking 6 months ago. I guess you finally got the all clear, right?
Yeah, I guess it was like late October. It was like, hey, yeah, it's official. So these are your kids.
We're waiting. And at first it was March. And now you're kind of leaning toward May.
Yeah.
That they're going to get here. What's the whole? I mean, I just wonder what the holdup is.
Yeah, it's way too. It's complicated. It's so.
It's not you guys, though.
It's not us. No, yeah. It's nothing. It's a paperwork issue, and it's nothing that I can do. I have zero control over it.
Can we pay somebody off? Like, I'm single. I got like a couple extra dollars. What can I do?
No, thank you. You've offered that multiple times over the years, which has been amazing. But we're by the books.
Like
man.
My wallet. I got like $83 in my wallet in cash. I never have cash.
I don't know. Now it's on the American side of things. It might be a little more expensive for you. I don't know.
Is that why you were calling the senator in town?
Yes. And I have. They're awesome. They have been in touch with me. They call me. This senator's office. They call me to give me an update that there is no update, which I love.
Yeah, no, I agree. Just the fact they're reaching out.
It makes me feel comfortable knowing someone's, you know, that they're in, that they've got me a top of mind. They're working for us. I'm an important constituent.
Well, that's awesome. Well, on Amy's Instagram, we'll put it up at bobbybones.com, too. You can see Amy, and it's her two kids, and I saw it last night. I was like, oh, maybe that means they're coming back. They're on their way home. But it was just a random FaceTime, huh?
Yep.
Well, I thought that was cool. You got to study your Creole. Like, seriously, you have to start studying a little bit.
Okay.
Ray, do you agree a little bit? Just a little bit, Amy.
Okay.
No, that's Spanish. See? Bobby Bones. Our buddy Mike D, he's on Bumble and Tinder and Match and all these sites, but he's found a way that girls like him. He's got a trick. So I want to share that with all of our male listeners that are also trying to get girls on these sites. I guess they're not sites, are they? I haven't been on a dating app in, man, at least 3 weeks. I don't even remember what the... Nah, just playing.
Yeah.
So there's that. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. I do want to do an ICU right now.
Wow. Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU John Party.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
ACM New Male Artist of the Year. ICU Maren Morris.
Can I get a high?
ACM New Female Artist of the Year.
Can I get a
And ICU Brothers Osborne.
It ain't my fault.
ACM New Duo or Group of the Year.
It ain't my fault.
So they'll all perform at the ACMs, and then they go into one category, and somebody comes out of that. But we enjoy all of them, and congratulations to all of them. Big win there.
Eric, come on! I need an alibi.
Get up. Give me that Wednesday soul, baby. Woo!
There you go. I see you to those guys.
I see you. This is a Bobby Bones
show. Bobby Bones. Our phone screener is Mike D, newest to the show. Mike D's been with us a long time as an intern, as a phone screener. Now he's also, you know, helps produce the show a bit too. But he moved to Nashville tattooless.
Mm-hmm.
He got a big tattoo on his arm. Mike lost 100 pounds. Like, he's just like recreating yourself. It's really cool to see. Everybody, would everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, Mike D has like changed his life. Mike's on all these apps now to like meet girls and stuff.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Okay.
Are you meeting girls?
I'm starting to, yeah.
Yeah. So he has found that his tattoo gets him more matches.
Oh, yeah.
Then ever since he put the tattoo on, girls are like, boop. And they're like loving it, huh?
It's like twice as many, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they say that, or do you think you look like a bad dude now?
I think just they see the tattoo, it's like, all right, I like this. I can go with that.
What do you think about you? Do you think you look like you mean business now?
I look maybe a little tougher.
A little tougher.
Maybe that's it.
Wow. Okay. Lunchbox.
An edge.
I have a theory.
Yeah, go ahead.
We revealed the Twitter on our social media for the show, so more girls know he's associated with the show, so that they recognize that tattoo.
The
so
Twitter.
That, like on
what
social.
What are you on, Mike? Like what apps?
Bumble. And Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, our show, we shared it. You shared it on your Instagram. So more girls see that, and they're like, oh, he's associated with the Bobby Bones show. So maybe that's why he's getting more likes.
I just don't think enough people know the show for that to be a factor.
Dude, we are huge. Like, let's not sell ourselves short.
Amy, what about your husband? Does he have tattoos? He doesn't, right?
No, but, I mean, I want him to get one. We've talked about it a few times, but...
So that'd be hot to you.
Yeah, and I don't know if he'll cave, but he gets close, and then he's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
And Mike, you have a tattoo of your favorite band,
yeah.
Lemuria.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And so these girls, they ever write, hey, nice tattoo in these messages?
No, they don't bring it up, but...
They don't, but you have noticed.
That's what I've noticed, yeah.
Do you make sure your pictures have the tattoo in them? Did you, like, update all your pictures?
Oh, yeah, I put the first picture, you see it right there.
Is of you, like with
me
the tattoo.
And the tattoo right there.
Would you mind sending me that picture so we can post it up and let people see what your profile picture is?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Bobby Bones, Ray's laughing. Ray?
I just remember when I was on those apps, my photos were just ridiculous.
Yeah?
And my friends would tell me that I did it all wrong. I posted pictures of me with like six girls. Just show girls that I'm always around women.
Yeah, and how'd that work out?
But I mean, I had the corniest pictures, and I'm just like, I can only imagine what Mike's looks like. It's probably ridiculous.
What is your picture? Describe it for me.
It's one of me in the bathroom.
Oh,
wait,
gosh.
What?
I'm in the bathroom in front of my like my shower curtain.
Yeah.
And it's just me standing there in my Pimp and Joy shirt.
And who took the picture?
I did. I like set it up on the bathroom mirror.
In the bathroom? Why the bathroom of all places?
It's good lighting in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that we've put the tattoo out there, and now he's wearing a Pimpin' Joy shirt in the picture.
Come on, guys.
I mean, come on.
But I don't think enough people know that. I really
don't. People don't know the Pimpin' Joy slogan. He's like the biggest slogan in America.
All right, I can post it on my Twitter, your picture?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Bobby Bones, I'll post that on my Twitter and my Instagram. Mike's got a tattoo. He's getting lots of matches. Been any dates lately?
Not yet.
You're working on
working
it?
Working on it.
All right. What's Bumble's... Like, they get to come like you, though, first.
Yeah, yeah. They have to message you first.
Okay. Well, good luck. Thanks. Mike D, our newest member, and rocking the new tattoo on his bicep, too, by the way. Wow. Living life, dude. All right.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Tomorrow, a full concert in studio from Thomas Rhett at 8, 7 Central. An hour of Thomas Rhett because it's our birthday show tomorrow, which, by the way, we have our own birthday sounds.
It's your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Birthday Show.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be 4 years old. How about that? So that's tomorrow. Oh, by the way, breaking news here. I think I should probably... Our producer, Ray, who sits in the glass room, hasn't kissed his girlfriend in 4 days.
Uh-oh.
Now, why, you ask?
Why?
Ray?
Well, she posted a video on Instagram the other day of her kissing a dog, and I have audio of that right up there, and it's her open mouth kissing a dog.
Okay, let's listen to this audio.
And at that point, the dog's tongue is in her mouth, and I just, until I can get that image out of my mind, I'm not going to kiss her, and it's easily going to probably be a week.
Wow, we're 4 days in.
Interesting.
Wow, breaking news.
I'll hug her, but a dog? I don't know what in the world she was thinking, but I mean, I'm putting my foot down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you guys had talks about this?
Well, I was like, did you really kiss that dog? That was gross. And then she's like, here's my Instagram. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Why don't you get her a dog, dude?
She's got a cat.
We're
not trying, yeah, we're not trying to have a zoo at the crib.
And there it is. Producer Ray will not kiss his girlfriend. We'll have an update tomorrow. You will not kiss her there.
No.
Okay. What about other stuff?
Yeah, I already said, like, we hug, we're chilling, we're hanging out.
But you hug, do you
cuddle? You can cuddle.
Yeah.
She didn't cuddle the dog, she kissed the dog.
Okay, no mouth, though.
Right.
Okay, making sure. All right. 10-4 back door.
I wasn't lying. I gave you the audio right there.
The audio. There you go.
Just kissing a dog.
4 days in. Bobby Bones Show. Right, thanks for hanging with us here on Wednesday. Tomorrow, an in-studio full-hour concert. Full band with Thomas Rhett. He's bringing all the songs. It's our 4th birthday. Tomorrow, Thomas Rhett, full concert. Everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody's wondering and wanting to know. Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys tomorrow on The Bobby Bones Show. It is going to be a good one. The Bobby Bones Show.